Hello and welcome to week one of Brand Camp. Whether you're listening while walking, folding the laundry, or just pausing for a moment of stillness, I am so glad you're here. These weekly recordings are on my phone, so there might be some background noise. Today we have rain as well as a fan going. But they're really just designed to be a soft place to land and a chance for us to be in conversation with each other. So you're more than welcome to respond to my email or send over your own voice notes during this experience. This week we are leaning into vision, not as a 5-year plan or some perfect endpoint, but as a sense of direction. It could be that the activities you do this week inspire a hunch or a flicker of something that's calling you forward. So as you move today or listen or simply be, I'd invite you to notice what's been nudging your attention lately. There might be an idea you've been circling back to, a shift you've been craving, even if you haven't named it yet. Something you've been quietly daydreaming about. I know I love to sit and let my mind wander. You don't need to chase the answers here. Just let the questions walk beside you. Maybe a word will pop up. Perhaps there's one that you might decide on that can shape how you want to feel about this experience, almost like a word of the year. You could have a word of Brand Camp. It might be an image that comes to mind, and so you could search for that as part of your vision boarding activity. Or maybe a feeling will rise up, something that you might want to take to your journal or just sit with. And maybe you're drawing a blank. Maybe you're feeling a lot of things and work is a lot at the moment, and that's okay too. This week is not about mapping everything out, it's simply about tuning in to any flickers and feelings and really just noticing if something wants to unfold. And this might relate to a business change, or it could be something new that you're exploring. Perhaps you are starting out in business and, you know, the whole idea of creating a brand is a little daunting. And I suppose I'd just ask you to be patient with yourself over the coming weeks, because we'll explore the various things that you'll need to do in order to feel more at home within your brand. And as we come to the end of our time together, craft a brand experience that feels good for you and move towards building a brand that attracts the kind of people that you want to work with. When you're ready, the vision board practice is there to help you gather all the things that you've been feeling into, the images or phrases or feelings that you want to capture. But for now, you can just be in this moment, see it as an opportunity for a small spark. And yeah, enjoy this very first step on the trail. Thanks so much for being here. As I say, I would love to hear from you either in response to this email. You can also get in touch on Instagram or Substack. Instagram, I will be a little quieter on. I'm going to be removing the app from my phone. I feel like that is going to help me personally lean into the experience a bit more, because I've become a little bit over reliant on it. And I think in order for me to look at that bigger picture, I need to really take a step back. So if there's something that's been nudging you, perhaps you have found email marketing to be a challenge, or using LinkedIn, or you want to take a break from blogging, I just encourage you to listen to whatever that nudge might be. So I will leave it there. I'm going to be keeping these voice notes pretty short and sweet, just an opportunity for a pause. Enjoy week one.